Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Zephaniah, chapter number 2, beginning in verse number 1. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah is a prophet that God is using to let his people know of the impending captivity to Babylon. But the book of Zephaniah also sheds some light on the last days when God will pour out his wrath upon this evil world. Zephaniah uses the term, the day of the Lord, more than any other book of the Bible. This term is related to the tribulation period of time when God unleashes his wrath. It would be wise for us to read and heed, then, what is being said, especially if the timing of Zephaniah with the Babylonian captivity correlates to the timing of the day of the Lord when he pours out his wrath. With these thoughts in mind, as I was reading this book of prophecy, I had to stop and muse on verse number 2 this morning. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. The key word here that made me stop and muse was the word before. Before any of these things take place, there is something that God's people are being instructed to do. This was for the nation of Israel prior to the impending captivity, but also for those prior to the impending wrath of God. What is the instruction? Well, I see one word that sums up the instruction. The word is seek. In verse 3, Zephaniah writes, "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." So then, the Israelites were being told to seek the Lord as the day of his anger was about to come, the captivity of Babylon. So too, as we look for the day of the Lord to come, we also should be focusing our attention on seeking. Paul wrote to the church and stated in Hebrews 10:25, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching." As we see the day approaching, we need to seek the Lord. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. I think that really sums up what Paul stated to the church. It seems the church is pulling farther away from God as we see the evil days upon us that seem to be ushering in that day of the Lord. When we should be getting closer to God, we seem to be getting farther from him. What is the focus of our lives as we seem to be approaching the day of the Lord? Where is our emphasis? Seeking? If not, maybe we need to reposition ourselves and what we are looking at, and we need to seek the Lord while he may be found. So let me leave you with this one last passage of scripture for today. This is Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon."
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.